Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Talking like dudes talk.
Dude, bro.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I talked about food yet this morning. I'm checking this. There's a low-carb food influencer, Nick. You'll be into this. This is what she orders when she goes to McDonald's.
All right.
This is going to piss you off. I saw this.
It looks good, except for I'm kind of mad there's other stuff's not on here.
Is there a link?
It's New York Post.
Yeah. Okay.
Double quarter pounder with cheese. Right. No bun, no mustard. I didn't think mustard had carbs, does it?
No. It all has sugar. Everything's got sugar in it.
Okay.
Any
no
condiment
bun.
Has sugar.
Yeah, no bun, no mustard, no onions, no ketchup. Does onions have carbs?
I'm not aware of that.
Regular mayo must not have sugar in it, Todd. I didn't know that. She puts regular mayo on that. Well, light lettuce, which why can't you just put all lettuce? Just put a ton of lettuce on there. And pickles. Yeah, that's what she orders. I guess she just lays it out on the... You gotta get a fork with that. Is there other forks at McDonald's?
You'd have to have a fork.
Yeah.
They have forks because you can get that hotcakes platter for breakfast.
That. Oh, that's true. You got a fork.
You've got to have silverware.
Yeah.
Wasn't this kind of what you said your mom used to do, Walsh? Just the patties?
Absolutely.
This looks like it's on the hotcakes like tray thing, too.
Yeah.
Oh, this says it's low-carb and keto-friendly. So maybe there's some of those things that, you know, the mustard and things like that keto isn't good with. I don't know.
I think some of that's just her choice.
Could be.
I always thought you could. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought mustard's fine.
Maybe she just doesn't like mustard.
Yeah. Ketchup has more. I mean, ketchup obviously has sugar in it, but I don't think mustard. I haven't looked at the back of them. I thought mustard is the go-to condiment when it comes to stuff that is really low calorie and okay for you.
Yeah, it's almost zero calorie.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think there's sugar in mustard. Sauce.
Yeah. Those are your two go-tos.
I don't think this looks bad.
No, I'd eat it. Because you know why? Because it's a double quarter pounder with cheese. I mean, that's what that listen, I like the bun. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, if you're avoiding carbs and you want to go to McDonald's and kill that craving,
I just think
why
you
not?
Need a few carbs if you happen to be working out, if you happen to be active.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm talking about this just a regular meal where you're not going to work out afterwards, you know. You're just eating it for low carbs.
Yeah, she said, I think it mentions in here, she said that, you know, she doesn't go to McDonald's very often, but if she's going to go there, this is what she gets to stay within her dietary restrictions.
Yeah, but as far as like bread goes, white bread's the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you want
multi-grain or 100% whole wheat.
But that's got carbs. She's
yeah,
just
I know, but
no
I want
carbs
some here. Carbs. And, ever since we talked about the invention of the toast machine,
right? Yeah.
I find myself busting out the toast machine a lot these days.
And a little renaissance with the toast
the crazy
machine, are you?
It's crazy how that thing works, man.
Yeah.
I have a couple times ordered like that from McDonald's.
No bun?
And it is not worth how big of a moron you feel like. Because then you'll be like, no, really, you can do that. Yeah, you can sell me six patties, and you have to charge me this much.
Let's talk about that. Because you said because you actually went and got a bunch of patties, and you don't want to deal with all the buns throwing them away. But you're basically saving food right there for people. So what'd you ask for? Did your mom like just only the patties?
Yeah, just like getting some. But the whole game was if they were going to charge you like they should, not charge you for the bun and all that.
Did they charge you for the bun?
Not, I mean, if you white lady them enough, they'll.
I love that term, white lady.
Well, enough. It did say
no,
in this,
you can't do this.
It did say in this story that she always makes sure to do this order on one of the kiosks. So where you can
you
just,
get no bun?
Where you can just punch in, I want this, hold this, hold this, hold this. So they make sure to get it right every time.
Wait, do you get even a discount the bun if you don't ask for a bun?
They're at a time. If
really?
You pressed enough, you could get them to charge this much. I quit on it because I never could ask them enough questions.
Yeah, I would just order six patties. I would just order six ones and throw the buns away.
Toss the bun.
That's why that's you easier. Just go get a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, I'm with
and
you on
just
that.
Cut
eat,
out
eat the whole damn
that.
Thing, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. You don't have to talk to anybody.
Nobody wants to talk
and
to
and
you.
And there's no carbs for rotisserie chicken, right?
If you take it through the self-checkout, you may not even have to pay for it.
There you go.
And I've always known the quarter pounder was good. I've been surprised by the number of quarter pound enthusiasts that have reached out since I started doing this podcast.
This is a podcast?
Yeah.
Quarter pounder
enthusiast.
Some people get pissed. Cause like, how could you? Cause I did like the all-time ranking, like put Big Mac at the top. They're like, how could you? I'm like, how can
listen,
you not?
I'm not
saying that the quarter pounder isn't good.
When I was younger and was a McDonald's enthusiast, the quarter pounder with cheese was my favorite. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I didn't hate the doubles
a lot.
Yeah, I never. Well, the double didn't. I don't think it even existed when I was like a teenager. You know, it was just a quarter pounder with cheese.
I'm with Nick though. But the Big Mac. I mean, I remember like.
Oh, I like a Big Mac. Don't get me
I remember
wrong.
Like when I started ordering Big Macs as at a
there's
certain
extra
age,
bun in that man. Yeah,
I thought that was like a rite of passage into same. Adulthood. Like, oh, I'm ordering a Big Mac now. It's a this is this. I'm an adult.
I felt the same about a Whopper.
But. Yeah, yeah.
The game changes when you figure out you can just get Mac sauce on a McDouble.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can just ask for Mac sauce.
Game changer.
Then
there's
you don't
about
need
the McDouble,
all that
though.
Bread.
Yeah.
I've always approached any fast food enthusiasm I may have had the same way I approach the grocery store. I go to the one closest to me.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a Hardee's on the way to work in Fargo. So I went to Hardee's.
I liked Hardee's back
Hardee's
in the day.
Breakfast rules.
When I lived in Phoenix, I went
Hardee's roast beef was pretty good back in the day, too, man.
There was a Jack in the Box about
they
two
were charbroiled burgers. Remember that, Todd? Hardee's was charbroiled burgers. You saw it, too, man.
I always
you saw the lines, man.
I always went for the ham and cheese.
Yeah. That's not bad.
I love me some ham and cheese.
I don't know if Hardee's advertises, but there are some thoughts on Hardee's on a previous episode of Next Window, please.
Okay, we'll just check it out,
here.
Man.
Yeah.
That is right. Okay. I don't know if Hardee advertised. What do they do? Where are they even at? Hardee's is a place you don't think about.
It was a big place.
No, I tried not
it was,
to.
It was equally, you would, and granted, nationwide it wasn't, but it was a McDonald's or Burger King. But when there was a point that it was, you'd list all three of those together when I was that age. When it was Hardee's, McDonald's, and Burger King were
late
all 90s, listed together.
Late 90s, even early 2000s, I think there was kind of peak Hardee's, Carl's Jr.
Well, yeah, then I think they kind of gave up with it. It's like sometimes it's Hardee's, sometimes
it's Carl's
Jr. There
was also a girl
Jr.
I had a crush
that
on
was part
at
of
the Hardee's.
Ah, oh, so, see.
She worked there?
Yeah.
Nice.
They had those little brown outfits, Todd.
Discount.
I remember those outfits. Yeah. Those little brown outfits. I know. We
dug Hardee's. Hardee's was our go-to. So two mornings a week, there were like four of us that had to go in and unload the truck at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And if we got done early, or if it was summer, we could pile in the car, drive to the next town and get Hardee's breakfast and then come back for school.
How'd you lose the weight, Puss? Back in the, I've known you all the time. You did lose the weight. Did you just stop eating like that? Like most people try to do.
A lot
back
of jazz
today?
Hands.
Yeah. I stopped eating a lot of, you know, fast food and things that I shouldn't be eating, you know.
And I want a quarter pound of cheese right now.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with, you know.
You worked out too.
Yeah. A lot of weight loss is diet.
It's all diet.
I mean, yeah.
That's
you need
what
to,
sucks.
You need to work out, but you need to eat right too.
You can work out as much as you want, but you're eating like a pig still. It doesn't matter, man.
Yeah.
Then you're just building up for football, basically, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Portion size is a big thing too, you know.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But yes, there's a picture of this, what she did. I understand.
It doesn't look bad.
No, I'd do that. But she has it right on, like, she's eating it off a plaid. Oh, no.
That's like the thing they give you the pancakes.
Oh, that's clean. That's clean. I thought it was a tray. I'm like, who's eating off a nasty tray, you know?
I'm kind of like Todd on the, I'm at a point where I did zero carb for years. Yeah. Like all that low carb stuff. Now I eat potatoes. And I'm happy. Yeah. No, I mean, like,
life is happier with potatoes.
Low carb, low carb permanently sucks.
Those are good carbs. A potato, that's good carbs.
Right, and I watched an Instagram guy that said these are the most satiant and all that, and now I'm just frying potatoes all the time.
Satiant.
My wife's been making sweet potatoes a lot lately, and I forgot how much I like sweet potatoes.
I despise sweet potatoes.
Yeah, me too.
I hate sweet potatoes.
Do you do the potatoes British
sweet potatoes
style?
Oh.
Or you
never
put them
touch
in the oven?
Them Thanksgiving, get out of my
What's
face,
What's the difference
man?
Between a sweet potato and a yam?
They both suck. That's
they
a difference.
Do.
There is a difference.
Right. No, they're
the
about
texture
the
sucks. The flavor blows.
But
blows
when I make the baked potatoes, they go in the oven at 400 degrees for better than an hour. Hour 15 or so, and then they get all crispy on the outside and all mushy on the inside.
Oh, I hate
Great.
Sweet potatoes, man.
I do that, but I do 450, but chopped up.
Okay. I'm not coming for Thanksgiving, you guys. No way.
No.
I don't do
There's
sweet
places
potatoes.
That have sweet potato fries.
Yeah. Oh, they're brutal.
Love sweet potato fries.
That's fine unless they put powdered sugar on them.
Yeah, no,
I don't want that.
I don't want them with the melty marshmallow crap on top of them.
What fair is that?
Yeah.
We're just all hungry right now. Right.
Obviously.
Unless you have sweet potatoes, then I'm not hungry.
No, I just don't put the spoon in that. You know, that's for everybody else at Thanksgiving.
Let's all go to Burger King and get bunless after this.
I want you to white lady them, though, so we can get it cheaper. I want to be there when you white lady the Burger King lady. You
know? We like 16 patties and a little bit of lettuce.
There's what? Like, what?
See, the most expensive thing in that thing is the beef. So what are they going to take? Would they take off 10, 15 cents for the bun?
No.
Not they won't. It's if you white lady, and you did, apparently.
It's not in the handbook. I've never heard of that.
There's a zero carb Facebook page where you can find a bunch of people that found a way to get the a la carte menu at McDonald's.
Is it on the app?
I don't know. This was pre-kiosk and app. This is back when you just waited in line and liked it.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, you said you wanted to change your name. If Nick Allen becomes a serial killer, some guy named Nick Allen, you'd change your name to Nick Epstein. Guess who checked in?
Nick Epstein?
Yes.
Nick Epstein.
Nice. Look at that. Yeah.
Nick Epstein has some last name issues.
Yeah.
What the last name of Epstein, people ask about? Jeff, are you related? I always say, I wish, and people look at me horrified. Then I reply, you see how much money he left his brother? $600 million and change.
Yeah. There's probably a couple lawsuits coming for some of that cash, but basically what he did doesn't involve him losing that money. That's true.
No.
Yeah.
And there's also a
He's
good
He's a horrible
point.
Man. There's I good... love how Nick Epstein checked in.
Right away.
Man.
Good point here on the email from Jason about, you know, Michael Bolton. Why should I change my name? He's the one who sucks.
You know what, though? I never hated Michael Bolton because he's in on the joke. Have you seen the episode on TuneUp, man, when he's on there?
I think maybe.
It's the second one. It's the second generation with Ashton Kutcher. I just saw it the other day. He shows up to sing when Ashton Kutcher asks his girl to marry him. And it's just he plays it in the joke. Like, shut up, Michael Bolton. It's hilarious.
But
man.
I'm guessing if, you know, at the time Office Space came out, there was probably a 10-year period.
He was on
period.
The record every second.
Yeah.
He was on the radio every second.
There was
a
10-year period or so there where having the name Michael Bolton and not being the Michael Bolton would have been pretty annoying.
Oh, because it was such a MILF artist. Everybody,
right.
Yeah, all the cool guys. Yeah, got it.
Why should I change my name? He's the one who sucks.
That is a great scene in that movie, right? Thank you for checking in, Nick Epstein. All right. I appreciate
That's
that.
That's funny.
This guy shows us a degloving photo. You get that?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as it. It's degloved down by the middle. It didn't rip off the top of the skin.
Working on a car, accidentally touched the wedding ring to the bare metal exhaust. when I was unhooking the positive battery cable with a wrench and the full power of the battery went through my tungsten wedding ring, instantly heating it up like the coil of an old stove.
Oh, man. Wow. Stop wearing rings, guys.
That's, you know, Chuck's prolapsed pickle pouch, Chuck's cream-filled cornhole, and hitless Nicholas.
Check it in, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would hurt. Rings,
you know. Yeah. That's why I don't wear the ring in the morning here on the show.
That's why I don't work on cars.
The hot exhaust. More of that, Todd.
Might get stuck on the button. You know?
Yeah, because I don't know much when it comes to cars.
Well, I can charge it. I know how to do the battery, you know.
I know, yeah. I know, like, three things. That's one of those things around the house, though, when something happens, you're elevated to expert.
They think you are.
What's up with the car? You're like, that's a good question.
Yeah. I'll call the guy that fixes the car. We'll find out.
Do you want to look at it? I'm like, yeah, I guess it's doesn't get fixed by looking at it.
I will say there's a lot of things you can learn by looking up YouTube videos nowadays.
I've tried that with cars, but if those videos don't work, they're
computerized now. They're computerized now. Cars are.
No, I'm talking about like if say somebody was to be backing out of the garage and, you know, rip a rearview mirror off a car.
Your wife did that. I'm just saying. It was your wife.
You can go and find a YouTube video and go, oh, there's three bolts and one little wiring harness? Well, I can do that.
Right.
Yeah. And then you go buy the part at a salvage yard.
You pulled it yourself, right?
I did not. I didn't pull it myself, but I did find
on
one.
On the Ferris wheel?
I did that back when my truck out of the garage.
Yeah.
But, it's all connected to remote control stuff. It was like $600, and it wasn't something I could do myself.
Yeah, see, this, yeah. I didn't want to. I got this done for $150 for the part and about 15 minutes of my time.
Was it a manual?
No, there was
wires in there. Okay.
But it was all just one little wiring harness. You just had to unclip it and, you know, put it in and then
so
clip
she could
it back.
Still,
stuff like that.
Was this a passenger
don't you
side
hate
mirror?
Chicks mess up your
driver's
cars.
Side.
I hate
driver's
that.
Side, but she could still adjust it with the button.
Yeah.
Oh well, you're brilliant.
Yeah.
No, it was three bolts and a wiring harness. It was stupid easy. Yeah. Like, and if I'd have taken that to a shop,
that's a great morning show. Three bolts and a wiring harness.
Yeah, yeah, they're great.
It's a car show basically, but still pretty good. Yeah, I like the second bolt. He's a good dude.
I've watched those videos, though, and sometimes if it's, like, from a professional, they'd be like, yeah, then you just pop this off, and then I spend 3 hours trying to just pop that thing off, and
yeah.
I can't.
They do make them quick, those videos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, there was a point where when I had that toilet disassembled there last month that I thought I might have gotten in over
all
my head.
To chew, right.
Yeah, but I got, like I say, still not leaking, doesn't make that noise.
YouTube
Who wrecked the
tutorial?
Toilet? Is that you? Did you wreck the toilet or your wife?
No, it was just it just was rubber pieces inside had gotten old and it was making weird noises and apparently that's a thing.
Turd bombs.
Yeah.
Not in the tank. I'm not upper deck in my own toilet.
Pussy. Learn how to prank.
That's a great bit. Doodle your wife.
Learned it.
Why
is
it smelling there? I don't know, honey. Why don't you check?
Flush it.
YouTube taught you how to do that, too?
Yeah, I watched a YouTube video, and then there were some instructions in the little kit that I bought, and I got it done.
Stupid. We're just stupid.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed your show this morning.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.